WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Residents in Burleson, Grimes, and Washington counties have a new state representative. Caldwell attorney Leighton Schubert won Tuesday's runoff election for the vacant seat in District 13 with 57% of the vote over Austin County Judge Carolyn Bilski. Results from the 7-county district election are online at WTAW.com. Those driving by Boonville Cemetery have noticed what is the relocation and restoration of a cabin built in 1856. It's the first piece of an historical park of the original county seat of Brazos County.
County commissioners have approved additional features sought by the William Joel Bryan Chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas. Chapter Vice President Mervin Peter says there will be a walking trail with a dozen historical panels.
Number one there will be the Harvey Mitchell plaque and the bronze. Number two will be the Boonville history. Number three will be the historical marker that's now kind of hidden by the cedar tree. Henry Mayo with the Brazos County Historical Commission agrees that it would be best to move it up here and put it in the middle of those three items.
Another panel will have a current Google map with an overlay of the original Boonville town site.
So someone can stand there where they are in the park and see where Kroger's is, see where Tom Light Chevrolet is, see where the IHOP is, see maybe where the Brazos Valley Museum, and position themselves where Boonville was in what's become the expanded city today.
Commissioners also agreed with an entry plaza with the 6 national flags of Texas and a small amphitheater. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
On the day of Governor Greg Abbott's first State of the State message came concerns from Brazos County Commissioner Kenny Mallard that Texas was turning into the next California.
I'm afraid if we get involved with revenue caps and appraisal caps, it will shut down our way of life here in Texas. And that's pretty strong words to say that, but I'm in fear of that. And I think we all should be aware of it and try to find out what is really going on.
Mallard, speaking at yesterday's commission meeting, says proposals from Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick put Texas closer to problems being experienced in California. Monarch butterflies won't arrive in Bryan College Station until late March, but you can start helping their survival rate now.
The monarch butterfly population is up nearly 70% from last year, but Texas A&M Senior Research Associate Craig Wilson says there is still reason for concern.
The biggest problem is the lack of milkweed, and that's what we need to try and address.
Dr. Wilson says milkweeds are the only plants monarchs will lay their eggs on, and the butterfly's survival depends on it. Wildfires and drought have interfered with their 2,000-mile journey from Mexico to Canada, but Wilson says there are new programs to establish milkweed planting.
They're going to try and plant 200,000 acres with milkweeds to make a flight corridor along I-35 from Texas up to Northern states.
Wilson says the public can help by also planting milkweeds. There are about 30 varieties native to the state of Texas. For more information, visit WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Motorists in West Bryan will have an obstacle today. The city has announced the intersection of Highway 21 and William Joel Bryan will be affected by the replacement of a damaged pole. Law enforcement are already directing traffic as the process is underway. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 39 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Traditions Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
One taste of our tender new Subway grilled chicken strips made with no artificial preservatives or flavors, and you'll see we're really cranking it up, shifting into high gear, and totally breaking through. Oof. I'm okay.
Oh, it's breakthrough, all right. New Subway grilled chicken strips. They taste better and they are better. Premium cut all-white meat with no artificial preservatives or flavors. Try our new grilled chicken strips in the new Monterey Chicken Melt today. Subway, eat fresh.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
High pressure controls our weather today. We'll see lots of sunshine. Our temperatures will climb to 60 to 65 today. We're going to be clear overnight. Lows will be 35 to 40. Sun tomorrow morning, some clouds in the afternoon, breezy and mild, 65. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow night. There could be a shower by morning. Lows will fall back to 55 to 60. During the day on Friday, it's cloudy. There's the chance of a few showers. Highs Friday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Programming notes, so you'll know we'll do focus on the family in just a little while. We appreciate Jack Hanna being with us this morning. That kind of slid our schedule a little bit. State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us from Austin. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing great.
Great. Sorry we couldn't visit last week. Let's start, first of all, the reason you couldn't is we had a news conference last week about something that really kind of impacts Texas A&M, and that has to do with what happens the next time we have a health crisis. And if you'd kind of go over that a little bit so our listeners would understand what you proposed.
Sure, Scott. This is the news conference was about the public health preparedness regarding infectious disease threats. It was reactive to what happened in Dallas, the Ebola cases we saw there, but really proactive about the steps Texas needs to take to continue to protect its citizens into the future. And I had a news conference with all the members of the Health and Human Services Committee, as well as Dr. Jawar, who was the chairman of the Governor's Task Force on Infectious Disease. Has a lot of different items that I proposed in the bill, but the bottom line is we need to do a better job of making sure that we can respond and appropriately manage an infectious disease threat like the one we saw in Dallas.
Obviously, the vast majority of Texans were not impacted by this in any way, shape, or form, but still, is there an element of this that allows some governmental entity to actually come in and handle the immediate day-to-day, moment-to-moment operations whenever we have something like Ebola that could be so dangerous and maybe those frontline workers don't know how to handle it?
That's yes, absolutely. What we saw at the beginning of the Ebola crisis, Ebola cases, was a lack of clear chain of command and authority between federal, state, and local officials. This puts in place the ability of the chief medical officer, the chief doctor of the state that works for the Department of State Health Services, to manage a crisis after the governor declares a state of infectious disease emergency. That's one of the provisions, and thereafter allows for control and command at the local level through the public health departments.
You know, the other thing I think about is if it happened in Bryan College Station, where I live, or Georgetown, where you live, how many first-line, front-line medical people are well-versed in this, number one, or number two, might not want to opt into this this early reaction?
Well, yes, that's absolutely true. With fairly rare infectious disease threats, first-line responders obviously have some concern for their own safety, personal safety. And the bill allows for some disclosure of, for instance, if an ambulance or a police officer was responding to a potential case in a local area, some disclosure of the potential for that disease being carried by whoever they're responding to.
And again, public education.
That was an issue up in Dallas, for instance. Certain police officers and ambulances were not overly receptive to responding to certain situations.
Well, and I think that makes people uncomfortable. We understand those first responders are human beings just like everybody else.
Sure. We don't want to put them at risk, and we want to give them as much information as possible
sure.
So they can do the job of protecting us.
Well, we'll follow that, and obviously it's the call to it is applauded because we do need to have things in place before the next one happens. And
that's right. We're responding here in Texas. I would contrast us to our federal government. This is something that really should have a more national feel, but Texas is going to respond.
Sure. Let's go to the State of the State address, which happened yesterday. I'd kind of like to go over some checkpoints and kind of get your feelings on things that the governor brought up. First of all, he said that he is in favor of open carry. I'd kind of like to get your reaction there.
Well, you know, that bill for licensed open carry went through the State Affairs, Senate State Affairs Committee last week, and I'm a member of that committee, and we voted it out 7-2 along party lines. And I'm also in favor of licensed open carry.
Just so folks understand, they don't get paid a lot of money to do this, but I watched bits and pieces of that. That was 7 hours and 45 minutes worth of testimony. Is that right?
That's correct,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
When you marry that with some of the Finance Committee hearings and the Health and Human Service Committee hearings, it can be long days.
And it was. It was obviously very emotional. What I would ask you to do, I'd kind of like to impose on you to repeat something that you mentioned in committee. I tried to find the soundbite afterwards and could not. Folks, what they were discussing was the day that Charles Whitman was on the tower in Austin.
Sure.
As an aside, I happened to be there at the Student Union with my older brother who was there to take quizzes. We were that very day. But the story that you have to tell I find fascinating because what had happened is people said, well, this is Texas, shoot, people could have brought guns out and taken that guy down. Please tell the story that you'd had.
Sure. My mother and her first husband, before he passed, were students there at UT, and they lived fairly close to campus. And when the shooting occurred, my mother's first husband, Jim, took his deer rifle up to the tower of the little church, the bell tower of the little church at the northeast side of campus. At the time, the police officers were trying to shoot back with handguns from a very long distance. And so he climbed up there with the full intent to give it to the police officers so that they could shoot back with an appropriate weapon. And the police officer looked at him and said, shoot. I'm like, hey, I don't, it's your gun. You know how to use it the best. So, and he did. And, just it goes to show that, taking responsibility for your own personal protection is something I feel real strongly about. And hopefully tragedies like what we saw with Charles Whitman or over in Virginia Tech might be diminished. And certainly young ladies, for instance, traveling to or walking to their car late at night after a class might be protected a little bit better with the ability to carry, license carry on campus.
Charles Werner joining us this morning. Thank you for sharing that. I found it fascinating.
Yes, it's written up in Texas Monthly, actually. There was a 50th anniversary Texas Monthly edition that they interviewed my mother about.
Wow. All right, moving back now to the State of the State address, I guess pretty good news in that the governor said that the Texas Enterprise Fund would survive. It'll just kind of survive differently. Your thoughts there?
Well, yes, it would. I think half of that would go the Emerging Technology Fund.
Okay.
Would be abolished, and half the money in the Emerging Technology Fund would go to the Enterprise Fund, and half of it would then go to a new fund to recruit nationally recognized researchers and professors.
The governor said that he was in favor of school choice. He didn't use the words vouchers. Your thoughts there?
Well, he had a lot of ambitious proposals. A lot of them did center around education and some with transportation, and he had proposals about border security. We need to look at all aspects of education, obviously the funding aspects of it, preschool, but also those individuals that are trapped in failing schools, and what can we do to allow each child to have the highest chance of success.
State Senator Charles Werner joining us from Austin. While we're talking about education, the Teacher Retirement Fund, of course, every city in Texas is touched by this, but we have quite a few people here who really care about it for a lot of reasons. We're talking about 230,000 retirees, and I know that what you want to do is be able to protect them, give them the benefits that they want, but every report seems to indicate that this is a fund that is going to run dry pretty quickly.
Well, the TRS is not in too bad a shape. It's the ERS retirement fund. The TRS is the TRS care, the health care issue associated with TRS. So we need to do work both on the teachers' retirement system health care, TRS care, and address the ERS, Employee Retirement System of Texas, their pension fund. So it's a little bit confusing, but both of those have pretty big price tags. For instance, TRS Care is $768 million just for the biennium to meet that need, and ERS is $750 million for the biennium, or if you want to fix it all at one time, up to $7.5 billion at one time. These are big numbers, and obviously affect other aspects of the budget. And when you put that all in context of the ever-escalating health care costs in our state, primarily Medicaid, it makes it a difficult proposition.
And, of course, on an earlier conversation, we had said that that may, in fact, outstrip education as the largest single item in the budget.
It's anticipated to be about 37% of our all-funds budget, health care, which has grown from 11% in 1987.
So you're going to have a budget gap there. What, as one member of the body, what is your feeling about tapping the general fund to plug up that short-term gap there?
Well, we need to continue to be judicious on how we spend money. I'm certainly an individual that is very frugal with our taxpayer dollars. We need to prioritize what we spend our money on and make sure we fund the essential services of the state of Texas and keep our promises that we made to the employees and retired teachers. And the people that need the help of the state.
And since you mentioned it, health care costs going up so rapidly, so folks may not know it really, but what about 1985 or so, there was not any kind of a retirement or a health insurance program for retired teachers. So it was put in place then. And again, based on the numbers that we had in 1985, it looked like it was going to be okay for a while. It's just
it
a
was,
matter of the numbers.
Well, you know,
like
ran
that.
Into trouble. And my predecessor, Senator Ogden, infused, as chairman of the Finance Committee, infused a significant amount of money maybe 8 or 10 years ago that kind of shorted up for a while. But the bottom line is healthcare costs are escalating much faster than inflation. And without certain regulations of kind of the benefit plans and cost sharing and personal responsibility, these healthcare costs with medical inflation are going to continue to eat up the rest of the budget.
Finally, I'd like for you to comment today because we had a county commissioner here, Commissioner Mallard, discussing something that has been put forth by the lieutenant governor, very much so, and now the governor as well, that there might be caps on appraisal and property values in the future. Now, the commissioner seemed to be concerned that's on the road to California, which people would not necessarily like here. Give me your thought as one member of the body about the idea of putting caps on appraisals and property taxes.
I don't think we're on the road to California, but taxes are too high. Property taxes are too high. I think our small businesses, through the franchise tax, they're overburdened and have significant compliance and tax issues with our franchise tax. And we need to look at all options about how we go about making sure that we give some relief to our homeowners from their property taxes and how we go about giving relief to the small business businessmen of the world that are the job creators and economic engine of our state.
What's going to take place between now and when we speak again next Wednesday?
Well, Finance Committee is meeting here in a second, and we are actually starting the section that is the healthcare-related finance portion of the discussion over the next 3 or 4 days, looking at those big numbers and continuing to work on the various other committees, state affairs and health and human services and hearing bills. It's fully moving along right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. Senator Charles Schwertner joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Long visit today, but we needed to catch up. Thanks for the extra time this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Scott. You have a great day.
Thanks. Bye. All right, let's turn our attention to local, and Mayor Nancy Berry's here this morning. Well, there you go. You followed Jack Hanna, you're the closing act. I mean, we had the congressman, we had Jack Hanna, we had Senator Schwertner, and now it's the mayor of College Station.
I'm just honored.
Just glad to be part of the crowd, right?
Absolutely.
There you go. Let's talk about a meeting that you attended yesterday, which had to do with transportation and the future of this area. Kind of give us your thoughts as you came away from that.
Well, it's a subcommittee of the council. It's mm-hmm. the Transportation and Mobility Committee. We meet monthly. We had a meeting yesterday, John McGrath with the district and Peter Lang from Texas A&M Transportation joined us. And
excuse me just a second. So the people know the district is the bus line. In case
correct.
You don't
that's,
know it is that
the,
way.
It's the public transportation
people
district.
People might know it as Brazos Transit. That's how they would think.
Correct.
Excuse me.
And,
go ahead.
And it's referred to as the district.
Right.
Anyway, what we learned yesterday is that an individual in Brazos County can ride the Texas A&M bus system with a permit. And you get the permit for $35 annually from the district. You go to their office, which is on North Earl Rutter Freeway, and you go in and you show them some identification so they can do a picture ID or whatever, and you just show that ID on the bus and you can ride. Of course, you still have to pay a fee if you go on the district bus, which is $1.50 per ride. But this will help a lot of people. It'll be able to go throughout the route. There'll be a maroon bus that'll go from the district office straight to campus behind the YMCA building. And so it's an opportunity for the mass transit that is A&M bus system to merge with the district. So it will help the mobility around the city.
And the thing is, you don't use the system, I don't use the system, but there are people who are really dependent on this. And as our cities grow, it becomes more and more important.
It does. And it's something that the Transportation Committee has been working on for some time and has the university and the district together. So it was really exciting news.
And I know, and we should mention, Councilmember Brick, this is something that is really in her wheelhouse.
Absolutely. And she chairs our committee on transportation.
Can we talk a little bit about the meeting that you've got coming up, I think, next Tuesday with the College Station ISD?
Yes.
What are your expectations there? What's the purpose of that meeting?
I think the purpose is just to touch base with each other and find out what's going on. I suspect we'll get a demographic report from the school district. They're going to go out for a bond issue in the fall, as is the city, so we'll be talking about bond issue types of things, and as they plan for growth, what kind of infrastructure the city needs to provide, those types of things.
Because I think we don't, and I remember we had this when we were talking to the candidates forum, we don't want bond issue after bond issue just stacking up behind people, because that does not end well.
Correct. And the school district was hoping they could go out till 2016, but they can't. And our last bond issue was 2008.
Right.
So,
Nancy Berry joining us this morning, the mayor of College Station. Where are we on Chimney Hill and the development there?
Yeah, we met with the PM Realty Group, which is the property owners, last week. We had an excellent meeting. They are commissioned architectural drawings, which usually take about 5 or 6 months to complete. And during that same...
We're going to need...
Excuse me, my fault. Go ahead.
Oh, during the same time, we expect to have demolition on phase one, and construction will also start. So probably third, fourth quarter of this year.
Okay. And while we're talking about that, is there any more discussion about what's going to happen with City Hall? It's an ongoing problem. You know, everybody's rubbing elbows against each other, and there's not enough room for file space or people space, really.
Yeah. Well, we're looking at that as well, and the bond committee is looking at that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a situation that needs to be resolved sooner as opposed to later.
Let's hope so. So now, and I got to ask, anything else you got for me?
Yeah, the Brazos Valley Senior Games are going to take place this weekend. We've got more than 500 competitors coming, and a lot of them are from out of town. 84% are actually coming from out of town. The furthest traveled will be Joe Durenberger from Los Angeles. He's 80 years old,
wow.
Competing in track and field. And our oldest competitor is Clara Lanham of College Station. She's just shy of 92 years old, and she's going to be playing 42 dominoes.
Oh, wow. Full contact dominoes here.
Yeah. At 92, you don't want to have more contact than that, I don't think.
No, that's probably
anyway,
not.
And that's... event is scheduled, and check it out at cstx.gov/seniors.
Okay. I don't know if it's archived on their website, but I want to get your comments because Super Bowl Sunday, the CBS Morning News had a feature story that had your son involved.
It did, and it was fun to watch.
Yeah. So now, did he tell you about, are there any outtakes? Do you get to see any outtakes, or do you know if there were any outtakes out of it?
I have no idea. I mean, I saw it for the first time like everybody else.
Yeah.
There was a picture of him when he was 14 and he started playing, and that story is kind of interesting. The first draft took place at Woody Thompson's house, and they set up a VCR camera, and everybody forgot about it, and then Woody moved a couple of years ago and they found the tape.
How fun.
Yeah, so that was great fun.
That's it. Anyway, in case you don't know, her son is Matthew Berry, and he's the ESPN guru when it comes to fantasy football. So on Super Bowl Sunday, they did that thing. It's kind of fun. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. That's Nancy Berry, who's the mayor of College Station and the mom of Matthew Berry. What's your name again? Berry, that's it.
And I also have another son, Jonathan.
You do, as a matter of fact. So anyhow, and we visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, and that's brought to you by, as our community segment, brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Here's a story that serves as a good reminder that the way we see the world around us has a strong effect on how we respond to it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. There was a traveling shoe salesman who came upon a village one day. He took one look at the villagers and realized they were all barefoot, every single one of them. As he called his boss to give a report, he said, "I can't do anything for these people. No one here wears shoes." Later that week, a second shoe salesman came upon the same village. He noticed the villagers' bare feet and immediately called his boss. "Hurry," he said, "send me everything we have in the warehouse. No one here has shoes." Now, both salesmen faced the same circumstances. One man saw defeat, no pun intended, while the other saw opportunity. But, of course, this isn't simply a story about whether or not the glass is half empty or half full. The deeper truth can be seen in how each of the salesmen responded. The first one didn't even try, but the second one sprang into action. As you look around you, at your career, your marriage, or your children's lives, understand that the way you see your circumstances could change everything, for better or for worse. So it's worth it to stop for just a moment and see if there's another way to approach life's challenges. It could make all the difference. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My bad back loves my Craftmatic.
My bad back loves my Craftmatic bed.
My bad back loves my Craftmatic adjustable bed.
These aren't actors. They're real people who sleep better every night thanks to their Craftmatic adjustable bed. Just call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576. For prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds, call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Miller's got it, took it away from one of the Tigers. I think it was Mickey. Long distance three for House.
Whoa.
Wow, he hit that thing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Goodness gracious, from way out there. That was Daniel House last night at Reed Arena scoring 20 points, and that three came in the first half. And believe me, it electrified the crowd. He was 3 of 6 at the three-point line, led the team in scoring with those 20 points, and chipped in with 5 rebounds. Courtney Robertson, by the way, a double-double, the 9th of his career at Texas A&M, at 16 points and 11 rebounds. And also for his career, he's gone over 1,000 points for his career at Texas A&M. So he, too, had a phenomenal night. The Aggies win it 68-62, improved their record now for the year to 18-7. We are 9-4 in conference play. A&M now will be traveling to Columbia, South Carolina this coming Saturday to take on the Gamecocks, and that game will tip at 11 o'clock Texas time. We'll be on the air Saturday morning at 10:30. Final last night at Reed, A&M 68 and LSU 62. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Today, how privacy finally disappeared. There's a way to spy on everyone's computers. I'm digital pro Kim Komando. More coming up. Here at the Kim Komando Show, I'm always looking for ways to not only make my business better, but ways to help other business owners do the same. That's why I'm so excited about eVoice. The way you look to your customers means everything. And when it comes to your incoming business calls, you either hire a receptionist or you handle all the calls yourself. A lose-lose scenario. Until now. Because there's eVoice. Imagine your business with a toll-free or local number. When customers call, they're greeted professionally by a virtual receptionist who routes all your calls to wherever you're located. There's even a dial-by-name directory. Instead of small, your business now sounds like a Fortune 500 company. Never miss an important call again. eVoice does all this for less than $13 a month. And right now, for a limited time, try eVoice free for 60 days. Seriously, you get an extended 60-day free trial to test drive this amazing business tool. Go to eVoice.com/Kim and sign up now. 60 days free at eVoice.com/Kim. Today I'm going to tell you how America's National Security Agency figured out a way to spy on everyone, everywhere, all the time, and why nothing can be done to stop it. It is the cleverest, most sinister snooping program to date. Russian security researchers found that a small but very powerful snooping program is apparently built in as firmware at the very heart of a computer's hard drive. These are hard drives from major manufacturers such as Western Digital, Seagate, Toshiba, and others. No matter how the computer may be encrypted, the spy program grabs the encryption key and reports back to the NSA, who can then, with that key, decode anything on that computer. It runs when the PC is turned on and is beyond the reach of any security software. It cannot be erased. And with that program, there is no such thing as privacy. Keep up with all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Yesterday's Brazos County Commission meeting included an observation on proposals from the state's new governor and lieutenant governor that concerns Commissioner Kenny Mallard.
I guess there's no easy way to say it. I think that our governor and lieutenant governor are going a little bit far on the wrong way as far as doing things, because they're setting us up in a manner of what has happened in California.
Mallard made references to Greg Abbott and Dan Patrick proposing revenue caps and appraisal caps.
Some of their efforts are good. They're trying to save taxes for the citizenry, but I think the end run, if you'll read a book, there's a bunch of books that are out there on what happened to California. And we are rolling down that hill if we continue to do that.
Mallard's comments came shortly before Abbott presented his first State of the State address, which included a reference to California.
Texas has more full-time state employees per capita than California.
The governor called on reducing general fund budgets of most state agencies by 3% and said he would cut the budget of his office by 10%. And Abbott also called for a constitutional amendment to limit growth of the state budget to population growth plus inflation. Faith leaders throughout Texas were at the Capitol yesterday to promote marriage equality. That comes after a bill was filed by State Representative Cecil Bell of Magnolia called the Preservation of Sovereignty and Marriage Act. It has the support of 41 fellow Republicans. It would ban the use of taxpayer money to license same-sex marriages and ban government employees from recognizing, granting, or enforcing same-sex marriage licenses. The bill may run into trouble after a district judge in Austin yesterday ruled the state's ban on same-sex marriage violates the U.S. Constitution.
The case was brought about due to a property dispute. Somali Prasava and Stella Powell of Austin had been together for years before Powell died of cancer. Probate Judge Guy Herman ruled Prasava could indeed bring a common law spouse claim to keep Powell's siblings from laying claim to her property. Prasava's attorney Brian Thompson says at the heart of the case,
I think it's more about having the respect of legal recognition of the relationship in the state of Texas, the state where Somali and Stella have paid taxes for years and years and years and lived like any other citizen.
Texas is one of 13 states where same-sex marriage is against the law. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Caldwell attorney Leighton Schubert won Tuesday's runoff election for the vacant Texas House District 13 seat. Schubert received 57% of the vote in his victory over Austin County Judge Carolyn Bilski. More than half of the votes in the 7-county district, which includes Burleson, Grimes, and Washington counties, participated in early voting. The county-by-county breakdown is online at WTAW.com. Schubert succeeds Lois Kohlkorst, who won a special election to the Texas Senate after Glenn Hagar was elected state controller. Those driving by Boonville Cemetery have noticed what is the relocation and restoration of a cabin built in 1856. It's the first piece of an historical park of the original county seat of Brazos County.
County commissioners have approved additional features sought by the William Joel Bryan Chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas. Chapter Vice President Mervyn Peter says there will be a walking trail with a dozen historical panels.
Number one there will be the Harvey Mitchell plaque and the bronze. Number two will be the Boonville history. Number three will be the historical marker that's now kind of hidden by the cedar tree. Henry Mayo with the Brazos County Historical Commission agrees that it would be best to move it up here and put it in the middle of those three items.
Another panel will have a current Google map with an overlay of the original Boonville town site.
So someone can stand there where they are in the park and see where Kroger's is, see where Tom Light Chevrolet is, see where the IHOP is, see maybe where the Brazos Valley Museum, and position themselves where Boonville was in what's become the expanded city today.
Commissioners also agreed with an entry plaza with the six national flags of Texas and a small amphitheater. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The monarch butterfly population is up nearly 70% from last year, but still far from where it used to be.
2013-14 recorded the lowest monarch butterfly population in history at 33 million. Senior Research Associate at Texas A&M and longtime butterfly enthusiast Craig Wilson says this year's total is over 56 million, but there is still reason for concern.
Wildfires have taken out lots of wildflowers and milkweed, the only plant the monarchs can lay their eggs on, and the drought had had adverse effects.
Dr. Wilson says the lack of milkweed plants is alarming and the monarch's survival depends on it.
Traditionally, the monarch makes its way critically through Texas in the spring when it leaves Mexico. So we need to have milkweeds here for them to lay their eggs on to reproduce. And then the next generation makes it up to Oklahoma, Kansas, lays their eggs and dies. They live about 28 days. Say the third generation makes it to the Midwest, and that's the traditional breeding grounds.
Wilson is adding a variety of milkweeds to the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Garden on A&M's campus and the USDA's People's Garden on Holloman. He says we can expect the monarchs to arrive in College Station in late March, early April. For more information on how you can help, go online to WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
If you drive by the Brazos County Jail, you'll have to deal with a construction crew today. The city of Bryan has announced a pole is being replaced at Highway 21 and William Joel Bryan. Already underway, law enforcement will be directing traffic as lane closures will take place during the project. WTAW news time is 8:42. It's 42 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
You see somebody smiling this time of year, you know they got their tax refund. You see someone smiling and driving a hot new car or truck, you know they've been to Tom Light Chevrolet. Hi, I'm Bubba Dixon here, and during our winter clearance sale, your tax refund is your down payment. New or pre-owned car, drive away today with our best prices of the year. Come by and see us today and choose from the largest Chevrolet inventory in the Brazos Valley. From the all-new Colorado to the Chevy Cruze. From the all-new Tahoe to our best-selling Silverado. If your refund is $500, $200, even zero. Yes, I said zero. You could be driving a new Chevrolet today. Check out our huge selection online, and once you see our prices, you will never want to shop anywhere else. Tom Light Chevrolet, a family business since 1972, on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year round. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
High-pressure controls our weather today. We'll see lots of sunshine. Our temperatures will climb to 60 to 65 today. We're going to be clear overnight. Lows will be 35 to 40. Sun tomorrow morning, some clouds in the afternoon, breezy and mild, 65. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow night. There could be a shower by morning. Lows will fall back to 55 to 60. During the day on Friday, it's cloudy. There's the chance of a few showers. Highs Friday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Here we go. See if we can find Mr. Downs out there somewhere.
Because I get so many robocalls, please leave your name at the voice prompt. That way I'll know you're a human, and I'll call you right back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Is this the voice prompt? Is this where I'm supposed to leave the message?
Yes, that's
okay.
Now.
Thanks. Okay. Never mind.
Ben's going to love that.
That's too bad. Actually, one of these days I'll leave like a 4-minute message on there or whatever. Pharrell Williams, who just does everything, you know?
Pretty much.
He's working on a series of books for children. Billboard.com says that Putnam Books for Young Readers will publish 4 picture books beginning with Happy. It'll have photographs of kids from all over the world doing things that make them happy. Look for them September the 22nd. This guy's, the interview that I saw with him, don't you get tired of people going, this is the happy guy, this is the happy guy? He said, this is what I do. This is what I do. He said, and I'm blessed that they want to come up and talk to me. And I thought, what a great outlook for all those jerks out there who won't behave that way. That's your public. Those are the ones who think you're pretty cool, so you ought to spend a few minutes with them. Wouldn't hurt. A 1-bedroom apartment in New York City renting for $120,000 a month? Sure. The 1,100-square-foot unit inside the Pierre Hotel on East 61st Street comes with butler services and a chauffeur-driven Jaguar. It also boasts a sweeping park and city view from a corner suite perched above the world. Did I mention that it's $120,000 a month? This is the epitome of luxury, says the broker, Andre Pere Garzon. A 6-bedroom apartment at the same building recently rented for $500,000 a month. Boy, there are a lot of people with a lot of money. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
What kind of a deposit do you put down on a $500,000 a month?
It does have a beautiful view.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, but what's the deposit? I'm with you on that.
Yeah, that's fine. Is there a pet deposit?
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
That's exactly right. You got that one correct. You'd be so right. So, one moviegoer in Scotland learned the hard way not to mess with a few desperate housewives out there. The Daily Record reports a dude asked a group of rambunctious drunk females at a showing of 50 Shades of Grey to simmer down on Saturday night. You hear about this?
No.
The ladies did not appreciate the suggestion. They threw a glass at him and were promptly hauled off by police.
Wait a minute. So this isn't like an Alamo draft house?
No.
They brought their own glass in.
Another patron says there were lots of inebriated females in the theater, quote, people vomiting in the aisles. Staff had to clean blood up before they could allow people to get back in this guy's seat. They said this is the worst they've ever seen. Wow. That probably will escalate.
Oh, of course it will.
I would think they'll...
rather quickly, if I had to guess. Yeah,
quite the story right there. When it comes to acupuncture, if you don't believe it, it will not work. Researchers from Great Britain have found that people with back pain who were skeptical that acupuncture would help relieve their pain got less benefit from the treatment. WebMD says that patients were more positive about acupuncture and felt they had control over their back pain, experienced less disability.
Well, it's like anything else. It's a placebo.
Mind over matter. Mind over matter. Yeah, because I tried that on something, and it didn't work.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
I've always been curious about it, but I've never done it.
Well, I did about 6 treatments, and it didn't happen to help the particular problem I had. And, it wasn't vastly expensive, but still.
Well, they said girl cooties would go away, and you should have known better.
Yeah. Another study out that says American teens aren't getting enough sleep. In fact, a study out of Columbia University found that U.S. American teens are getting less sleep than ever. Just 63% of your 15-year-olds reported getting 7 or more hours of sleep. And they're miserable losers. I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh.
That number is down from 72% back in 1991. And the number of teens that are getting enough sleep each night nosedives between the ages of 13 and 18. At 13, two-thirds of teenagers get at least 7 hours of sleep each night. But by age 18, that percentage drops to a third. And when they become college students, it goes even farther down, just saying, in case you didn't know that. But, look, there's so much more. There's just so much more of everything is the reason that kids aren't getting enough sleep. So much more of everything. So much more that they have to do. So much more they want to do. So much more they can do. There's just so much more of everything. So I don't know that there's a lot you can do about that. High school senior from Utah turned away from her school's Valentine's Day dance for not having a date. Really?
Wow.
Josie Stitch says that she arrived at the school dance with two other female students, but was told that she could not enter unless she had a date. The two other friends were told they could enter as long as they purchased a couple's ticket together. However, all three girls decided to leave the dance when she was not allowed to enter. She notes that she offered to pay the full $30 price for the couple's ticket and was still denied. What, you got to have even numbers in there? Is that what we're dealing
That's
with?
That's just dumb.
Again, I don't know if it was an organization of the school or like a PTO or something like that, but nonetheless, there you go.
When you really need to dig in and get the job done, you can rely on a 1023E John Deere subcompact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. There's nothing subpar about this subcompact. It's the most capable subcompact on the market with hundreds of implements and attachments to get even the hardest chores done. With the Auto Connect and Quick Hitch features, spend less time prepping, more time getting things done. This subcompact does have a compact price, starting at $92.77 in February only. For more information, visit cptractor.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
You know, one of the great things about Suddenlink is every month there's new video on demand, and they got some pretty neat ones. As a matter of fact, a couple of them started yesterday that I'm jazzed about. One is St. Vincent, that's that Bill Murray movie. The other is The Theory of Everything and Birdman. All three of those became available yesterday. Next Monday, Whiplash is available. So there are some top-notch movies that are out there and available. Fury is available, also The Judge. And every month there are new movies that are out there. Video on demand available for you. Get to Suddenlink's 30-day money-back We Promise guarantee on everything you get from Suddenlink, and that includes blazing fast internet for just $35 a month. You know, the internet speeds are so much faster now because you can get 100 megs available here in the Bryan College Station area, and Suddenlink's new minimum speed is 50 megs, which is 16 times faster than DSL. So if you're not a Suddenlink customer, you are missing out. Stop by their store. They're located at 4114 East 29th Street or visit them at suddenlink.com.
Whether you're an avid shooter or you're just trying to learn, Gun Corps has a training facility, and it is the best one in town, bar none. Concrete pad and covered so you can shoot no matter the weather. And a staff of trained professionals that can teach you something that maybe you don't know. For class times and information, go to gun-corps.com or their regular brick-and-mortar location on Texas Avenue in College Station across the street from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps. We're practical meets tactical.
Have you heard? There's a clean, modern venue with ample meeting space in town, and it's yours, the Brazos County Expo. From business meetings and banquets to large-scale conferences and trade shows, the Brazos County Expo is the perfect space for your event. Drawing attendees is easy. 80% of the Texas population lives within 180 miles of our community. The Brazos County Expo. It's local. It's yours. Book it. Call 823-3976 or visit BrazosCountyExpo.com for more information.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Chris Chapman. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide our clients with guidance in taxes, accounting, and consulting. You can rely on us to be a year-round partner in your success.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
About 5 minutes till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You might not hear about this, but I thought I'd mention it just so you'd know. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Clinton Foundation has dropped its self-imposed ban on collecting funds from foreign governments and is now bringing in such money as Hillary Clinton waits to announce her likely 2016 White House run. The countries include the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Oman that have already contributed millions collectively to the Clinton Foundation. You see, current U.S. law prohibits foreign citizens from directly donating to American campaigns. Just thought we'd mention that. Yeah. The other thing that's kind of interesting, I saw the comment last week, former DNC head and Vermont Governor Howard Dean talking about Scott Walker and his lack of a college degree. He said, well, we may not be exactly sure this guy, how smart this guy is. What do you mean? I mean, come on. Megyn Kelly said, isn't that kind of elitist, government knows best, top-down approach to Washington that we've heard from years? He said, we've had an Ivy League-trained lawyer in the White House for the last 6 years who's pretty good at reading off a teleprompter, but done a pretty lousy job of leading the country.
That's what everything said. Else. Yeah.
So, just saying. Just because the guy doesn't have a college degree, Steve Jobs, doesn't mean that he can't somehow, Bill Gates, be a success.
Well, you can. I mean, that list is...
Oh, it's long. It's really, huge. Really, really long. It is elitist. Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, Madison Square Garden last night. Miss P, that's a 4-year-old beagle from British Columbia. Wait a minute, one named American Dog won the best in show.
He cutie, though.
Yeah, I saw the picture. Yeah, wait till he barks, though.
That's true. Very true.
Reserve best of show. That means if he can't serve for some reason, this one moves up. Be a Skye Terrier called Good Time Charlie out of Oyster Bay, New York.
Performance-enhancing puppy child?
That's right. The interesting kind of backstory there would be the winner of the toy group, which is Shih Tzu, named Rocket, co-owned by Patty Hearst. Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Really?
Patty, who's now 61 and known as Patty Hearst Shaw, told reporters, quote, people move on. I guess people somehow imagine you don't evolve in your life. I have grown daughters and granddaughters and other things that normal people have, unquote. Yeah, but other people weren't members of the Symbionese Liberation Army either.
No.
Others weren't convicted of bank robbery and a weapons charge.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, spending 2 years in prison. There are a lot of other people who haven't done any of that stuff, okay?
Speaking of running for office.
By the way, she got herself a commuted sentence and married her bodyguard, just saying. Okay, go ahead. Yes?
No, I just, you know, yeah. She sounds like a perfect candidate for somebody in
Austin.
That's
right, she could. She could be doing that. Kind of a neat story. More than a century after it opened, America's first airplane factory will become active again with a project to build a modern Wright Flyer. The new Wright Flyer will look like the original Wright Model B, but it'll meet airworthy standards for today. The Model B was the variation that was built 7 years after that first flyer back in 1903, and the Wright brothers sold this one to the U.S. Army and Navy and became the first aircraft that was used to train pilots to be able to fly. The Wright B will cost $250,000 if you want one. Yeah.
Yeesh.
And again, you
know. That's cheap for an airplane.
Well, though. It's cheap for an airplane, but, you know, you can probably find some that you could do a few other things with rather than just what that one will be able
to do. Do you fly on your tummy on that one?
I don't know. I haven't seen a picture of it, so I can't tell
For $200,000, I want a seat.
Yeah. 1861, on this date in Montgomery, Alabama, Jefferson Davis inaugurated as the provisional president of the Confederate States of America during that war of Northern Aggression. In 1885, Mark Twain's Adventures of Huck Finn published for the first time. 1929, the first Academy Awards were announced. 1929 on this date. And in 1979, snow fell in the Sahara Desert in southern Algeria for the first and only time in recorded history.
And that was in 79?
That is in 1979.
Global warming!
That's right. And just in case somebody asks you today, 21 million Americans practice some form of yoga. Back tomorrow, WTAW College Station. Brian.